Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin. hear my soul come into the light. Awaken my spirit like a candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self. Step down into me. Direct all my actions eternally.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Block Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc., or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e., not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul.
Welcome to the Gold Ring Healing Fountain. Are you there, Pure Wind Song and Gary?
Yes, I am. Hello, Pure Wind Song.
Oh, great. Well, we have a great show for you tonight. We have the very popular Decahedron 5, who I was very lucky enough to meet earlier in the year down at Avebury, as was Marika, because we all went down to Avebury for the summer solstice. And Deck was down there with his beautiful wife, Princess. Wow, what a couple. And he's going to be telling us about belief in the quintessential health. And belief is the first thing you need, because as soon as you believe something, you can start manifesting it, visualizing it, and making it real. Isn't that right? So he's going to be coming on a little bit later on, and he's also going to be playing his harp. And he's a very talented harpist, as you'll hear later. So what you been up to, Marika? Camping with the kids?
Yes.
I was How was that?
With my... it was wonderful. I was in a, in a on a farm camping. So I saw the cows in front of my tent. That was lovely. And
Did you get any milk
we had
for
a good
coffee?
Time.
How would you fill up that, Eric?
No, I didn't.
Did you milk it as it went past?
No, I
just reach the cup out
and
get a few drops for your coffee. You know, you'd be all right.
Yeah, you could, I could, but I looked into the beautiful eyes. They have so beautiful eyes.
Oh,
cows.
They are. And they're intelligent.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Mm, they're beautiful.
Nice to have the spotted buffalo coming by your tent in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Spotted buffalo.
Well, they were behind the little fence. Otherwise, they destroyed my fence, of course.
So you had to jump over the fence with your cup of coffee to go get some milk for the coffee, right?
Yeah.
I
had to. But I didn't. I just looked at him and enjoyed the time. We slept there for 2 days, so it was lovely. And you? What have you been up to?
The weather's been hot and humid down here, and trying to stay cool, doing some radio shows, and put out, Kimberly and I have been working on a radio format on terrestrial radio in America. There's a radio network called CBS, it's the Columbia Broadcasting System, and Kimberly and I have gotten together along with some other people and some interesting numbers around a demographic, and we're coming to the president of CBS Radio with a proposal for a new radio format. In other words, it'll be a radio format that gives us light workers a place to change the channel to.
Wow.
And we've been working on that and come forth with it, and that was last week, and now we're just waiting. The president of CBS did receive the package that we sent along with the letter of proposal, and it has been forwarded to the vice president of programming, and we're waiting to hear back from him. So it sounds pretty positive. This is something that the world is the time has come, you know.
Yeah.
So
that's amazing to hear.
Video.
Yeah.
Ooh, good
luck, Sean.
That'd be great.
And you, Sean?
Well, it's been
something
raining
special
here all day. I had to go
and
get some retail therapy. That's what I needed today. Do you have that over there in Holland, retail therapy?
I don't know what it is.
Retail therapy?
Yes.
It's called shopping.
Yeah, shopping.
shopping, yeah. Yeah, we have that here.
Yeah. No, I was mainly window shopping, that's all.
It's
just nice to get out and about and go for a coffee with my two daughters.
Well, me, I just go window wishing.
Window wishing, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
What window
and
shopping
have, and did you have a lot of wind over there, Gary, yesterday?
Yes, we
it's
did.
Very,
yeah,
very
last
windy
night.
Because
it's
very windy here.
Yeah,
it's very windy here right now, so I think it's a tale of your wind.
It was a great big storm that came over last night and brought high winds and much rain and thunder and lightning, and then it just passed over quick and was over. It was almost a hurricane, just very, very, very brief.
Oh,
but it was interesting energy, yeah.
Mm.
I hate wind. Well, too much of it, anyway. But anyway, we have to hang on to our beliefs because we've got so much happening in the world, haven't we, with floods and, you know, slow tsunamis, as they're calling it, on the TV, and high winds and natural disasters going on all over the world. So we really need to keep the faith, hold our faith. And
absolutely,
you know,
and work our light.
Yeah, that's true. So we're going to light the candles in a little while. So we'll be getting them ready while we play a beautiful song called Believe or Belief. Is it? Which one is it?
Believe.
We've got a few to do with Believe.
John Mayer. Yeah. Believe. Here
right.
We go.
No, that was a funky guitar in there, wasn't it? John Mayer.
Yeah,
that'll wake you up. Yeah.
Right,
yeah, there's no more fading off into the garden for Marika in her closet. She's awake now.
Oh, is she?
Yes,
well,
can I just
apologize for not being able to send anybody any messages on the gold ring because there's something wrong with the wet paint sites, isn't there? We've got to download Firefox things, is it? Popper blockers and things like that, add-ons. So, yeah. So I'd like to just apologise. I couldn't send anybody any messages. And I did get a message from Sumo, but I'm sorry I couldn't reply to it. So just like to mention that. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I think maybe we can ask Gifan or Violet to post a little message in the chat room because I think that a lot of people have the same problem. And it's very easy to be solved, but I cannot explain it because I'm not that technical.
Oh, Giovanni,
they solved the issue already. Okay,
it's
wonderful. Thank you, Giovanni.
Yeah. It's a flash player issue, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right,
yeah,
so
okay.
Anybody can log on to the Gold Ring, which is http://goldring.wetpaint.com and join the Gold Ring. It's absolutely fantastic Ascension site. Isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yes, it
is. Okay, everybody. I have posted the link that our guest Decahedron has chosen. And before we introduce him, I'm sorry, it's a little bit late here. I would like to ask you to preload the link and then click the pause button and turn the volume down on the player and then give me a heart so that we can watch the video together a little later on. Here's my heart.
Okay, so everyone, click the link and pause the player. Turn the volume down. When you've done that, send up a heart. The heart is your ticket. There's my ticket.
Don't need no tickets on this train.
So, and do we have Decahedron here?
Are you there, Becca? Yes, I certainly am.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Becca?
There he is.
Hello, Becca. Welcome. How are you?
It's lovely to be here, and I'm fine and wonderful, thank you.
Welcome back.
Really wonderful. Looking forward to this evening.
So, very good to hear your voice again.
Yes, it is.
Thank you. And shall I get on talking about belief and the quintessential health?
Yes, please.
Absolutely. Let us know. What's going on?
Well, the first thing I say is that if I directed you all to walk to the North Pole, you'd all be walking across different terrains and traveling different distances. And it's the same with the spiritual path. We're all coming from different places. We're all walking through different terrains. And no one person can tell you exactly how to navigate your terrain. I might be in a desert and you might be in a forest. So there are many differences in the ways that we all find our own way. And ultimately that is our responsibility to find our own way, to look around and see where we are and to understand how to walk the way that we're in. But although there are these differences, there are some similarities that run through everything. And I found these similarities by originally studying analysis and analogy. Now, in analysis, you take things apart. And the more you take things apart, the more small bits you get, and the more similar they get. So if you take things apart to atoms, atoms are all quite similar, and you take the atoms apart, and you've got even less and smaller similar parts. And I reached the conclusion that at the base of this sequence, if you just keep taking things apart, at the base of reality that everything is built on, there is just the one thing, the one ground of all our being, that we could see as an infinite number of very small, tiny parts, or as a quantum field. It doesn't really matter which view you have, because they're both real in a way. And when I looked in the other direction, using analogy, I saw that everything we know has a higher analogy of some sort, but there are always fewer analogies than there are examples of the analogies. And every analogy itself has a higher analogy. So I saw this pyramid structure, and I'll send you a link to an image here.
Okay.
That we can use while we're talking. Let me just let people try to chat to me while I'm talking as well. There we go.
Well, so far, I love your analogy.
Yes, thank you.
Of all of us headed for the North Pole, we're walking different terrains. That's a good analogy. I like that.
And if you can get that image loaded, it should work quite well. The top image on the page there is of eight interlocking pentacles in different orientations. But the one in the middle, the V with an inverted V, the V is like the analysis going down to smaller and smaller particles, and the inverted V is like the analogy going higher and higher to higher and higher analogies, and at the top there is one analogy. And I asked myself the question, what was the nature of this analogy from which everything else descended, and what was the nature of the ground from which everything else was built upon? And even at that stage, I had a pretty good suspicion that they were one and the same thing. And at the same time, I was looking at the logical constructs and what is the minimum number of things you need to describe something? And the answer that came from every single direction I looked was five, which is why I call this the quintessential health. The ultimate analogy has five distinct components to it, and the ground of being has five distinct components to it. And they can be, in logical terms, they can be seen as one is the fact of existence, two is the fact of duality. Now, existence can be seen as a singularity. It's like the a single zero-dimensional point from which everything else manifests. For anything to exist, there must be something to experience it, which is where we have duality. And in our terms, we have our own consciousness experiencing the apparent reality outside of ourselves. The third realization is that in that perception, there is a root of that perception. There is a connection between the dualities. There is a connection between your consciousness and what it is that you're perceiving. That perception, the root of that perception, the connection, is the third thing, and it turns out to be the connection that runs through all of existence. The fourth thing is, and I can do a very simple little diagram and chat here if I can. Oh yes, there it is. Just two little dots connected by a line. One dot we can think of as our consciousness, the other dot we can think of as what we're perceiving. The line between them is the connection, our mode of perception. What we notice is there's a fourth thing there, is that there is a distance between the dots. There is a difference between our consciousness and what we're perceiving. There is a variety, a variation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the fourth thing. And the fifth thing is the fact that you can't take any of those bits away and still have an experience. You can't take your consciousness away, you can't take his existence away, you can't take the connection away, and you can't take the difference between them away and still have an experience.
Right.
So the fifth thing is the unity of the whole. And this is what I call the five essences, the quintessential unity. Those five components are seen in every facet of reality, every facet of experience we have. Once you get to learn how to see these five components, you can see them everywhere. And although we can't actually put things in boxes. The way I see reality is as a quantum field, but it's a resonant quantum field, so it has nodes within it, and these five nodes are the irreducible components. You can't get any less than that and still have anything existing.
Right.
Now, I'll just get out another page.
So could it be in the wavy field of infinite possibilities, and us discerning it and snapping it as merely in the act of being the observer of it, bringing it into our awareness and snapping it into reality?
Yes,
are the other four components out there in that field, and then us being the observer, the fifth component, perhaps?
Yes, yes. Where the fifth element, if you like.
Okay.
When they talk about us being three-dimensional beings, sometimes I get a little confused by that, because we might say we live in a three-dimensional reality, but to perceive that, we have to be in a fourth dimension to see it.
Mm-hmm.
The Zogeling I've given here is some of the five ways of put into a meditation, which I'll be doing later, some of the five ways of seeing the variety. Now, the reason I've done this and linked it with belief is because, I'll also get you another link up, there's a fabulous series by Bruce Lipton talking about the biology of belief, how it relates to DNA, and this is
I love that book. That's a great book.
The Biology of Perception. It's really, really worth, if you haven't seen it before, it's worth loading this up and having a look at that after the show. There is a follow-up by Rob Williams, which talks more about how to access the belief systems.
Mm-hmm.
But what Bruce Lipton is really saying is that it's the perception that changes everything. It's not the DNA in the cell that controls us. We're not born with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
We only trigger cancer through some perception of the cell. When the cell perceives the right trigger, it triggers our ill health.
Right.
And in terms of our own human psyche, we have this outside world, and one of the greatest gifts is that it's actually meaningless. The outside world has no meaning other than what we give it. We see this outside world, we process it through our minds, and the result of that goes in and processes our body. And the thing is, most of our mind is subconscious, unconscious, and that's where most of our beliefs live. All those various beliefs that I'm not worthy, I can't trust, and all the things that might be lurking in there as negative beliefs which cause our ill health, act like a filter. So we perceive the outside reality, they go through this filter, they get distorted, come into the body, and if we're not clear, they cause ill health. So the most important thing to do is to get those beliefs out of the way.
Right.
There are so many different systems, that's why I talked about the different paths at the beginning. There are so many different ways of getting the beliefs out. I'm going to be working in the meditation with one way of basically just replacing them with a positive belief, a positive affirmation. Because it turns out everything we think affects our DNA, and it's even more powerful when we use our voice, and the resonance of our voice connected with our thoughts actually communicates with the DNA in our body. The Russians have done some fantastic research on this, and that the DNA itself is like a language in itself, and it does respond to our voice.
Sure.
So the meditation is going to be working with the voice, going through the five essences, so we're basically segmenting our experience into five components so we can access those parts individually. Now,
very briefly, could you name the five components really quickly?
Right. I have them in many different names, singularity, duality, connection, variation, and unity would be one system. They equate with the five elements, earth, fire, wood, metal, and water and metal. In terms of positive affirmations, health is going to relate to the singularities of the physical component of us. Happiness is going to relate to vitality, which would be fire in the five elements.
Mm-hmm.
Abundance is going to relate to the mind, to the connection, and to wood. Love will relate to the emotional realm, which is the variety and linked with the element water. And I am one will link with the spiritual component of that. There is so much I need to say. What else can we say? Going back to the image, the first one I showed you of the inverted V, I've used the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost on the left-hand side there, as because people might recognise those terms. I would actually translate the Holy Ghost as the Mother, the receptive nature of reality, and the Father as the creative nature, and the Son as the result. We see that line across the middle as being a mirror. The bottom of the V is our little limited consciousness that we have at the moment, and the very top of the inverted V is the singularity of the source, the source of all the spirit. And if you see that as a mirror, we're just a reflection of that spirit. The point at the top is a zero-dimensional point that has an infinitely dimensional experience that experiences everything. At the bottom, we have many, many individual points of consciousness all having a limited experience. And up in the middle, where the lines cross, we have a consciousness that is equal to the experience that it's having, which is why I've also labeled that as being the concept of God, the one that is in everything, whereas the source at the top is a very pure singularity that has no intention. It doesn't differentiate between good and evil. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't, if you like, react to anything. It just is. Its only purpose is to be.
Yeah.
Whereas our notion of God is that it somehow has some relevance in our lives, which is that it's the omnipresent, it is in all things, so that exists in the middle.
Yeah, Dr. John Hagelin breaks that down to the unified field. The unified field is pure consciousness, purely abstract. None of it makes any sense, if you will, at that level. Yeah.
The zero point.
Mm-hmm. The zero point, right.
And I've also color-coded and linked the words on the two sides, which will relate to our meditation later.
Okay.
I want to say, while I just have a chance, that the video we're going to watch of the his name's August Rush. If you haven't seen the film, it's this young kid that gets separated from his mother, and he has this belief that he will be reunited again through music, and he hears this music like in the air around him, and it just manifests through him, and he can't help but make music. And at the end of the film, he ends up having composed a symphony, and he's conducting it, and the music attracts his mother back to him, and there's an eventual reuniting. So it's the belief that brings them together there. And yes, right. I know I wanted to say more about the actual beliefs. When I first heard about psychosomatic illness, I was thinking, you know, certain headaches might be psychosomatic. And then I started extending that vision And came to realize that all illness is psychosomatic, and even accidents are psychosomatic. If some guy, you know, swerves across the road and hits you and you become injured, there is some part of your psyche that is attracted to you to that. And it's a terrible responsibility to actually come down and realize that everything that happens to you is your doing. You can't blame anyone else. And every time we look outside for a cause, we have lost our responsibility. To be able to work with our beliefs, we have to come inside, own our beliefs, know that it is our responsibility to change those beliefs and to turn those beliefs into a shining light, a brilliant projection of the spirit and the truth and the love that really resides within us. Anything else is a distortion that's caused by our belief system,
mm-hmm.
filtering it down and making it look like something that it isn't. So the way to health is to, from my perspective, is to change the belief system. This is the way it works when you can give someone just a sugar pill and tell them it's something else, and they can become more healthy. It's the belief system that changes things. The chemicals do very little in actual fact.
Right.
So all the way through it's to do with getting into your belief system. You don't necessarily have to know what the false beliefs are. You just have to be determined to replace them with a positive belief system. And many people can find all sorts of helpful affirmations all over the net in many, many positive books. It's not just positive thinking, because when the mind is doing the work, when you're doing it consciously, you're only doing about 5% of the work. 95% of the stuff happens in the inner conscious.
Yes.
So in the meditation we're doing, part of the aim is to deliberately occupy the conscious mind, so that the conscious mind is doing one thing while the message is getting deeper into the conscious mind. So although the meditation might be quite busy for the mind, it's not the mind that's doing it. It's deliberately making the mind busy so that the real message, the real truth, can get to the inner conscious mind and through that to the higher consciousness, to allow the love and the light, the beauty that we all are, to flow out through all of us.
Sure. And let them to its own.
Gary, can I just say also that when we're ill, we're actually reflecting we're a mirror, and we're reflecting what is wrong with the world around us. And so if we heal ourselves first before we try to heal anybody else, we can then reflect wellness and,
sure.
you know, reflect that back into the world, you know.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. When you're clear and bright and pure love in yourself, that's all you end up seeing around you.
And whatever mind has done, and that's the beautiful part about all this, and with all the illness, and I totally agree with you, Dak, about illnesses being 100% of them running the gamut, being psychosomatic. And the beautiful part about that is whatever the mind has done, it can also be undone with a simple shift in awareness and a shift in belief systems.
I read about a lady who broke the same hip 3 times, and the 3 times that she broke it was sort of in response to an emotional problem she was having in her life. The first time she broke her hip, 3 completely different accidents, but the first time was when her fiancé had just died, the second time was when her mother had died, and the third time was when something else really traumatic had happened to her, and she broke the same hip 3 times in 3 different accidents. So what you were saying there, Deck, about you manifest what's going on emotionally in your lives, and that's why it's psychosomatic, isn't it?
Absolutely. There was a German doctor who was getting 80% remission rate with cancer just by finding the emotional trigger that caused the cancer in the first place, healing that, and the cancer would completely disappear. And the medical authorities in Germany kicked him out, since well, we won't go down that avenue, but the belief system is the one that's responsible for anything that we might see as ill health, and it's also the one that's responsible for glowing, vibrant health too, and that's where we need to be looking.
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, shall we get watching the video, because I'm dying to do your meditation, you know, take part in mm-hmm. the meditation that you're going to be doing. So we
Absolutely.
Need to get on with the with the video.
With the video.
I won't read what somebody's writing in the chat room. Confusion is writing something in the chat room that I'm not going to read out. Anyway, the listeners can't see that. I'm quite pleased. Okay, then.
So here we
okay,
go with August
everybody.
Rush.
August Rush Rhapsody. Here we go, everybody. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, enjoy it.
all around us. All you have to do is listen.
It's time for our candle ceremony. Here's where we all light our candles together to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light. And we use fire because it's a very powerful tool. Because along with focus, intent and prayer, it helps us to manifest our goals, which are as usual to send love, light and healing out to all mankind. We have 31 therapists in the chat room helping to send out the love, light and healing. But we're going to ask for the assistance of the angelic realm. They're always there to help us if we ask them, but we must ask them, because if we don't, they're not allowed to help. And we're going to say the names three times because there's energy in the ancient names of the angels, and three is a sacred number that maximizes the energy. So we like to say Archangel Michael, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Also, Archangel Metatron, 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 we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind all around the world in divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Also, if we just ask, the energies of Sananda, Jesus and Magdalene will also assist us. So we'd like to ask that they be here with us now. Thank you. We're in the divine presence of the angelic realm in the Christ Magdalene energies, and we will ask that they close around our circle of love, light and healing, along with our guiding spirits and guardian angels to assist us in sending out the healing. And right now we'd like to ask Marika to say the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Thank you, Sharon.
Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now, in all countries, all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Okay, make yourself comfortable. Take a deep breath, exhale, and relax. I'm going to ask you to repeat some I am statements after me. You can repeat them aloud if you feel comfortable with that. First, we'll concentrate these statements in the body. So, thinking about your legs and your hips, feel them with a brilliant red light and feel the vibrant, healthy energy coursing through the perfection of your body in those areas, and feel your voice resonate in that area when you say, I am health. Now feel your abdomen with brilliant red light and feel the vibrant, healthy energy as you say, I am health. Feel your chest and your arms with vibrant red light. Feel the healthy energy there and say, I am health. Feel your head with a red light. Feel the energy there and say, I am health. Now, see your legs and your hips. Fill them with yellow light. And feel the energy of joy lifting you to higher and higher vibrations. Feel laughter bubbling in your legs and your hips and say, I am happy now. Now feel your abdomen with yellow light, brilliant, vibrant yellow light. Feel the energy of joy and say, I am happiness. Fill your chest with vibrant yellow light. Feel the energy of joy and say, I am happiness. Fill your head with yellow light. Feel the joy and say, I am happiness. Fill your legs and your hips with brilliant green light. Knowing that you will always have exactly what you want when you need it and say, I am abundance. Fill your abdomen with brilliant green light and say, I am abundance. Fill your chest cavity and your arms with brilliant green light. Feel the abundance there and say, I am abundant. Fill your head with brilliant green light and say, I am abundance. Fill your legs with brilliant blue light, knowing that there is only love and that you are the perfect, simplest expression of love, and say, I am love. Fill your abdomen with blue light and say, I am love. Fill your chest cavity and your arms with brilliant blue light and say, I am love. Fill your head with the blue light and say, I am love. And fill your legs with violet light, feeling and knowing that there is only one consciousness in this one moment, and that is you. Say, I am one. Fill your abdomen with violet light. Say, I am one. Fill your chest cavity and your arms. Feel the light flowing through the violet light. And say, I am one. Fill your head with violet light. And say, I am one. Now we're going to go through a sequence of the five elements. Starting with Earth. Concentrating on the physicality of things, the materialness of them, the Earth, the atoms, the cells, the rocks, the building blocks of your body, all the things that don't change. All this concentration of the Earth, the physicality of things, while we go through this whole sequence. Talking to yourself, thinking of yourself, and talking directly to your DNA, feeling your intention and your words resonating and transforming the structure of all the DNA molecules within your body, producing harmony and the experience of love. Say to yourself, I am health. I am happiness. I am abundance. I am love. I am love. Now project yourself out into the universe and become aware of the context of your life, the spatial and temporal parts of your life around you, within which you exist, expanding your mind to the farthest reaches of your awareness, and feel your intentional words resonating and transforming all of existence to be in harmony with the new you. Feel your words resonating right out across the cosmos to its farthest reaches, and say, I am health. I am happiness. I am abundance. I am love. I am one. Now feel the connection, knowing that all is one, joined by an adamantine bond of similarity, connecting you to all that is. Feeling your intention and the words resonating through this web of connectedness, informing and transforming all, saying, I am health. I am happiness. I am abundance. I am love. I am one. Now the harmony. Recognize that across this connection there is a cyclic resonance at all levels, from the greatest to the smallest, and that with your intention your words produce a harmony between all that is. Repeat, I am health. I am happiness. I am abundance. I am love. I am one. Now the unity. Recognize that the self, the universe, the connection and the harmony are unified as one, contained between the spark of your consciousness and the immensity of your experience, and that by your intention, your words take this unity and everything and entity within it to a higher vibrational level of peace, joy, love, harmony and perfection, saying, I am health. I am happiness. I am abundance. I am love. I am one. And we'll move to the next element of fire. Concentrating on energies, movements, transformation, your nerves and actions, all things that change, all the flows of the energies that there are in the whole universe and within your body. And looking into the self, talking to your DNA, say, I am health. I am happiness. I am abundance. I am love. I am one. Now project your mind out into your surroundings, the universe, to the very edges of the known universe, and when you speak, feel your voice resonating through all that you know, all that is, saying, I am health, I am happiness, I am abundance, I am love, I am one. Remember to smile. The connection. Feel the connection between your consciousness and all that is, the connection between all the things that there are, and say, I am health, I am happiness, I am abundance, I am love, I am one. Feel the harmony of all things. Feel the cycles resonating across all of the universe. Everything in perfect harmony. Saying, I am health. I am happiness. I am abundance. I am love. I am one. Now, unity, recognizing that everything is one, the self, the universe, the connection, the harmony, the whole lot is just one. Feel your voice resonating through all that is, saying, I am health. I am happiness. Remember to smile. I am abundance. I am love. I am one. Now the element wood, seen as green. Concentrate on the interconnectedness of everything, all the cycles that are. Everything out there is performing cycles upon cycles, cycles within cycles, within cycles, within cycles. Think of the organization of your mind and your thoughts, the cyclic nature of your breathing, your heartbeat, of your cellular metabolism. Talking directly to yourself and your body, say, I am health. I am happiness. I am abundance. I am love. I am one. And looking at the cycles that are out in the universe, all the planets moving, the galaxies turning, all the many, many cycles that are happening out there, and how this connects everything together, and say, I am health. I am happiness. I am abundance. I am love. I am one. Concentrating on connection, see how all these cycles are connected together. One cycle turning another cycle, wheels upon wheels upon wheels, to create this amazing universe we live in. Saying, I am health. I am happiness. I am abundance. I am love. I am one. Focusing on harmony, recognizing how all these cycles produce a beautiful harmony, everything resonating together, saying, I am health. I am happiness. I am abundance. I am love. I am one. And see the unity of all that is, the self, the universe, the connection, the harmony. Feel your voice resonating through all of it, through all the cycles and interconnectedness of the whole, saying, I am health. I am happiness. I am abundance. I am one. I am one. We move to the element of water. Think of the fluidity, the rhythms, the varieties, your emotions and your feelings. And see all those feelings and the fluidity within your body and yourself and say, I am health. I am happiness. I am abundance. I am love. I am one. See all the resonance in the universe, the fluidity of nature, the waters, saying, I am health. I am happiness. I am abundance. I am one. I am one. think of the fluidity of all things that are connected, how the water, the waves connected in the ocean. Feel the connection of all that is, the connection between you and the universe. Saying, I am health. I am happiness. I am abundance. I am love. I am one. Feel the harmony of the fluid nature of the universe, of the rhythms, of the resonance. Feel the pure harmony of all that is. Smile and say, I am health. I am happiness. I am abundance. I am love. I am one. Feel the unity and the connection, the fluid connection and the resonance and the harmony and the rhythm of all that is. Smile and say, I am health. I am happiness. I am abundance. I am love. I am one. The element metal. Concentrating on the ether, the adamantine diamond, on pattern, on history, potential, possibilities, your character, your spirit, the goodness, on ether, on the higher spiritual things you can think of. See that part of you that reflects all these things within yourself. Smile and say, I am health. I am happiness. I am abundance. I am love. I am one. Feel the etheric part of the universe, of the multiverse, as far as your mind can reach. Smile and say, I am health. I am happiness. I am abundance. I am love. I am one. Feel the etheric connection, feel the ethers that run through everything and connect all together. There is no separation. Everything is one. We are all part of the same one thing. All connected, all tied together by an etheric bond. I am health. I am happiness. I am abundance. I am love. I am love. Feel the etheric harmony that there is, saying, I am health. I am happiness. I am abundance. I am love. I am one. Feel the unity of the spirit running through all things, knowing that we are one. Smile and say, I am health. I am happiness. I am abundance. I am love. I am one. Take a deep breath. Exhale and relax. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right now we're going to close the chakras, and if we want to hear Deck play his beautiful harp, we'll have to just extend the show by a few moments. But we'll do the chakras now for the people who want to close them. To do that, we'll go to the top of the head, pretend we have doors. We close that door, then down to the third eye, closing that door. Down to the throat chakra, closing that door. Down to the heart chakra, closing that door. Down to the solar plexus, closing that one. Down to the navel, closing that door. And to the base chakra, closing that one. Down to the feet chakra, leaving it open just enough to keep you grounded and connected to Mother Earth while we're in a physical body. Then we take the light to the top of the head, and we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a pyramid of purple light. He's taking you by the hand and putting you into the pyramid, keeping you safe and protected until next time we meet, or until next time you meditate. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you, the angelic realm, for joining us. I want to thank everyone who's been here today for creating the wonderful energy. Thank you for Dex for the wonderful meditation and words of wisdom. And Marika and Gary.
Thank you, Jen. Thank you, Marika. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Next week's guest is John Lucas, who heals pain. Well, he gets rid of your pain instantly on the show if you phone in. We take phone calls next week. John Lucas.
All right. John Lucas will be back with us next week.
Yeah.
To alleviate your pain again.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Okay, so we're going to get Deck on to play his harp. Are you there, Deck?
Oh, Sean, we got first listen.
Yes, I am. Yes, I'm here.
Oh, he's here.
We'll just have
to extend the show for a few minutes while we hear Deck play the wonderful harp. He's so talented.
Yeah, what we're going to need to do first, Jen... is we're going to play a music file while Marika hangs up and
okay.
I hang up, and then I call back and re-host the show because we've extended, and then we'll
bring
Deck back up to play the harp.
Okay, then.
So we'll just play a music file while we play musical switchboard.
All right. Okay.
So we'll be right back.
Every time I hear it.
Hi, Beck, I can hear you.
Okay, looks like we're back on.
Oh, great.
There you are, Deck. Okay. It took a little longer than usual, but here we are. We're back.
Can you hear me, Gary?
Yes, we can hear
Gary?
You.
Oh, thank you.
So here we are, back on.
Right.
Deck, are you there?
Yes,
he is.
Myself kissing the microphone, and this will be, I call this current fun. It's a little variation of this type of.
Thank you.
a very talented Decahedron 5, also known as Arturo Deco. Very talented man, isn't he? Yeah. Are you back on there, Marika?
I can only do emoticons on my computer.
Oh, anyway, we want to thank everyone for joining us, and thank you, Deck. That was absolutely, absolutely stupendous. Brilliant. Are you still there, Gary? Because we want to thank everybody for joining us, and also remind you to drink plenty of water to ground yourselves. And next week, as we mentioned earlier, we've got John Lucas coming back on, who gets rid of all your pain instantly if you phone in. So we do take call-ins next week. Right, and we're going to say goodnight, God bless, with this next one, Gary. Hey there, Gary. Are you there, Gary?
Okay, yes, I'm here. I was doing all my pontificating on mute.
Oh,
sorry about that.
I want to thank everyone.
And thank you, Deck. Thank you, my friend. It was a beautiful meditation and beautiful harp playing. And
beautiful
welcome.
Harp.
We're glad you came back to the show. And thank you, everyone. Have a beautiful evening or afternoon, wherever you are. And we love you all.
We do.
And thank you, Marika. Marika's gone to the garden already, so it's late.
She has,
Thank you, everyone. We're going to go out with a song, a little Cher. I love her. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah,
I love
too.
You all. See you. See you tomorrow on Kimberly's show.
Yeah. Good night. God bless. Good day.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.